This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Also in the senior news lineup this week, a new scam where bad guys claim there's a government program in place to help pay your utility bill. All you have to do is pass over your social security number, a little personal information, and they've got you. For more, we asked Bill Cressy to join us. He's director of the Center for the Study of Fraud and Corruption at St. Xavier University in Chicago. Hi, Bill. Thanks for being here.
Great being here.
So how much do scams cost us every year?
Due to the nature of fraud, it's hard to determine, but our best estimate is a study that's done every 2 years by the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, and we figure it comes close to the $1 trillion mark.
With a T.
With a T, yes.
And who's getting scammed out of all of that money?
Everyone. Consumers are, anyone who uses credit, anyone who hires someone because they've had fraudulent resumes foisted on them. We're all victims, and fraud never sleeps, so we must always be vigilant about fraud.
Are seniors more susceptible to scams than other people?
They are. In fact, we did a study analyzing identity theft in the city of Chicago where we looked over tens of thousands of identity theft cases, and we actually found that demographically, senior citizens reported fraud cases a lot less. But our speculation on that is senior citizens have reason not to report because too often when a senior tells their family that they've been scammed, too often the family looks at them as, well, they're no longer competent to handle their affairs. So seniors have a reason not to report when they're defrauded. And as a result, the professional fraudsters target seniors because they know that even if they're found out, there's a very good possibility that the senior will not call the police.
What are the implications of that if seniors don't want to admit to their family members that they've been scammed?
Well, I think the real lesson here is that people should understand that if their relative or if their parent or senior citizen relative is scammed, it does not mean that they're no longer competent to handle their affairs. What it means is that because they are a senior, they have been targeted. And one of the reasons that they're targeted is because of the prejudice that a lot of us younger folks have about senior citizens. That the moment that they get scammed, we conclude, well, they're incompetent. We're going to have to take over their affairs. All of us should talk to our senior citizen relatives and parents and say, look, be careful with your money. But if something does happen, please know you can come to us.
Now, how have these scams and frauds changed over time?
It's amazing. A good professional fraudster keeps up on current events and is a real student of human behavior. They know how people will react.
So these are thought out things. This is like a smart guy in a room coming up with a smart idea.
Oh, yeah. And very often these are, if you will, roving gangs of fraudsters who travel the country. And once they come up with a good fraud, they will, go from one coast to the other, perpetrating the fraud across the country.
That's kind of terrifying.
Yes, it is.
Now, who are these really clever fraudsters out there doing this stuff?
As I say, there is a professional cadre of fraudsters, but they really only make up about 5% of total fraudsters. The vast majority of people who are ever convicted of fraud crimes never have been convicted of any crime previously. And from the study that we did here in Chicago of identity thieves, they're people that know you. They're your friends and relatives. After all, your Uncle Fred knows your mother's maiden name.
Right.
Every time you open your wallet, you're putting your identity and your financial well-being at risk. Please, people, do not have your Social Security card in your wallet.
What advice do you have for making yourself scam-proof, especially for seniors out there?
First of all, so many scams, such as the utility scam, is conducted over the phone. If you're ever contacted over the phone by someone who says that they're the government or your bank or whoever, and they sound just credible enough that you go along with their pitch, but then they ask for identifying information, an account number, your Social Security number, even such things as, phone numbers or mother maiden name or things of this nature. No bank, no government agency, no utility company will contact you and ask you for information that they should already have. And if they do, the easiest thing to do is say, well, thanks for calling. I've got to run now, and hang up. And definitely, if you get any sort of call that President Obama just signed a bill to pay for utility bills, no, he didn't.
That bill does not exist.
It's a scam. Don't believe it.
Bill Cressy is the director of the Center for the Study of Fraud and Corruption at St. Xavier University in Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.